Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet, which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily Jensen here with my sister-in-law, Laura Wiffler.
Hello, hello.
And we are really excited, you guys, because next week we have an interview from Gloria Furman.
Yes.
And she wrote the book Missional Motherhood, and we had her, we got to Skype call with her a while back and just chat about living intentional motherhood in light of redemption, and we are literally so excited to share it with you.
Yeah. If you have not heard of her, you're going to love her. And she has this gorgeous book that, the cover is gorgeous. That's why I say that. But the entire book is just gorgeously written, I suppose. And you guys will really enjoy it. It's definitely gives you more purpose and inspiration in motherhood just to apply yourself to God's design for motherhood and, give you, I don't know. I feel like I just felt more energized to be a mom after reading her book and listening to her talk. So
yeah, you'll be really encouraged. So definitely when that pops up on your feed next week, take a few minutes to listen to it. Yeah. But today we are going to be talking a little bit about, just this season that we're in this fall.
This scary season.
The election season. I will admit I was like super nervous to talk a little bit about
this was my idea, you guys.
Political things, but don't worry because I want to reassure all of you that we are not talking about like candidates, like what
who you should
do.
Vote for. No, we are not here to tell you that because trust us, we're as confused as you are about what is going on out there. Yes. It's just nuts how crazy politics are. I mean, every year it doesn't matter, but it certainly does seem a bit more daunting this year. So we are going to try to tackle not who to vote for, but a little bit more about how we should view it. And
I think sometimes it starts to feel like this is like the worst things I've ever been in like the history of the world. But it's always good to remember, like, again, just a little walk through the Old Testament or any history book. It's definitely like, and even look at other countries' politics, like just keeps reminding us that this is part of like living in a sinful fallen world. And it's going to be confusing and crazy and scary at times.
Yeah. And I think too, like, politics are so hard because there's so many issues out there. It's hard to even know your own position of what that is. You don't even know what the media is, if they're telling the truth or if they're just twisting everything. And so I don't know, for me personally, I feel like I want to be involved. Like I want to be a contributing citizen to society and like kind of know what's going on, but it feels so overwhelming. And so even when it comes down to like the time to vote or the time to take a stand on issues, I feel like, well, I don't even know the truth behind all of these things, or I don't even know, you know, what my position should be because it's just so complicated.
I know. And now I feel like, you know, with the age of the internet, like you can read every side to everything everywhere.
So. And you're like convinced. You're like, I agree with that. And then you read the next article. Oh, I totally agree with that. Never mind. That's a better one. You know?
So I think it's just, it's a good reminder that we can't, you know, stand on like the shifting sands of this different, you know, leader says this or this, you know, even prominent Christian person says that or whatever, you know, it's like, we can only, I think go to scripture and pray and, you know, believe the gospel and do our best to like sift through these things with wisdom, but just knowing that like, there is not like a sure, a sure thing out there that I'm like, oh, that's my silver bullet, you know, article or information. And now I know what to do and everything is simple.
Well, yeah. And I think if you don't know the show by now well enough, we're going to talk through the gospel. And it does speak to politics, which is kind of cool. I think like the biggest thing to recognize, moms, as we are walking through this election season when it's just going to get a little bit more crazy, even all the way to November. And then just continuing on, remember who you are. And that's like a big point that Emily and I want to just drive home today. I think this has been so comforting to me to remember that I am an exile on this earth. 1 Peter 2:11, that's what it says. I beloved, I urge you as sojourners, I can never say that word, sojourners and exiles, you know, remembering Philippians 3:20, our citizenship is in heaven. Like this is not our home, moms. This is not our children's home. Cause I think a lot of times politics like instills fear for me. Like I can, for my own children, like I can handle it. Like I'll be okay. But I worry about my children and what their future is going to be if someone gets elected or if whomever is on the Supreme Court, you know, justice stand. And so remembering that like Satan rules here. Yes, he has been given temporary authority, but we are looking and longing for our true home. We are citizens, not of the United States. Like our story isn't wrapped up in the US. Our story is wrapped up in heaven and we are citizens of heaven. And so, I just like want to encourage you with that thought today of like, I am looking forward to eternity and where my citizenship lies there. And so, just remember moms that like, as you see the news media, you can say, but I have hope. I have so much hope beyond what I'm seeing, all the scary stuff on TV. I have so much more hope in front of me because I have eternal hope in Jesus Christ, my King.
Yeah. And one of the lessons I'm excited that this whole election season has reminded me to be teaching our kids exactly what you're saying, Laura, like instilling that in them, that this is not your permanent home. And like, we need to figure out how to teach our kids. Like this isn't just a cultural thing that, okay, you're going to fit in as a Christian and feel comfortable. It's like, no, how can I teach them from a young age? What a gift that as a young child, I go, you are not going to grow up likely in a world that is going to be friendly if you trust in Jesus. So we are going to learn as a family to trust in Jesus and love him and live for him in a world that, that may disregard us or even persecute us someday. And we're going to understand this feeling of being a sojourner.
Exactly. And I think like the other important like flip side of that, that the Bible talks about is like knowing that we're exiles in this land, we still need to respect the authorities that are put in place. So this is where kind of the politics come in. And I love what Jeremiah charges the Jews living in Babylon. They were longing for their home. They were longing for Jerusalem, but they were in Babylon. And you know what Jeremiah says to them, he says, seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare, you will find your welfare. And so Jeremiah charges these Jews to still look to the welfare of the city while they're there. And that's where, you know, we can play into that of just still seeking and being involved and being, you know, have a heart attitude that still desires to be involved in what is happening with the U.S.
Well, yeah. And it's the Great Commission that we're called to, even in your local community, to be like, we still want to see God's redemption here. We want to see the gospel brought to our neighbors and to our local community, to the nation and to the world. And so figuring out even with your kids and with your family, like, how are we going to do that? Because just a side note too, I think if you are feeling kind of powerless and sojournish, one thing you can do is, okay, so let's start with my neighborhood. Like, how can we spread the gospel in my neighborhood? How can we do it in our local community? Like, is there, you know, a city council meeting we can go to? How can our church, you know, impact things? And so it's just cool too, to be motivated by that, that wanting to bring, you know, God's redemption to light in our communities now and loving them and being desirous that they would come to faith in Christ.
Yes. And I think that like the whole point of this, of seeking the welfare of your city, like that doesn't mean that you have to go roll, you know, go run for mayor, you know, or be like on Congress. Cause I think sometimes we can kind of feel like, well, I'm not involved in politics. So like, how can I make any change? And we're going to kind of get to some of those practical application things, but you know, just like Emily said, like this starts in your backyard. And I think it's so important to remember that we don't have to fear the future. I know we sort of touched on this a little bit earlier, but I love 1 Peter 3:5. It says, do good and do not fear anything that is frightening. And I think this has always just struck me as like, don't fear anything frightening. Like if it's frightening, I'm going to be afraid, you know? And so I love that. But the whole reason that we don't have to fear something that's scary, like the coming elections or just American politics is the whole reason is that that we have a hope that is beyond this grave, that we don't have to hope in this world. Our story, again, is not tied up with our governments, that we have our own story and we know the ending and we know that we will be redeemed one day with Jesus. And so I think that's just like something to stick in your back pocket, mom, when you're watching TV, to remember that like, I don't have to fear this.
I almost wanted to let out a woohoo right there.
Amen, sister.
Yeah. And as you're mentioning fear, Laura, it triggers this idea as well that we tend to always think about Christian persecution or, you know, an environment that's difficult for Christ followers or that like isn't, you know, according to our worldview mm-hmm. as like a really bad thing. But from God's perspective, it's important to remember that sometimes God actually strengthens and matures his true believers and yes. grows the church mm-hmm. through persecution.
Yes, often.
That is a hard thing for us to swallow, but it's kind of the same thing of like when my kids, you know, have toys everywhere and I say, you are going to clean up these toys. And they're looking at me like I'm some mean, horrible dictator. But really, I am loving them in the best way possible by making them do something that doesn't feel good to them in yes. the moment, because I have the long-term view yes. about what is going to shape their character, and I can see things that they can't. And yes. I think we just have to continue to remember that as this political season is going on, it may seem to us like our whole world is going pot, but, you know, God has a purpose that we don't see yes. and he is able to overcome and use evil for his good and yes. even strengthen the church. Sometimes our children may be stronger believers because of this.
Yes. Yeah. I it's so true. And I think that's looking sort of on the bright side, but just
that is on the bright side. Yeah.
It is on the bright side, but it's so true. Like all things are for yeah. God's glory and our good. And so again, like I often fear for my children more than I fear for myself. Like I can handle whatever, but I can't handle something yeah. happening to my kids. But that gives me hope in just knowing like, what do I long for most for my children? I long for them to know Jesus and have a mm-hmm. solid understanding that he's got their backs, that Amen. He is always for them. And so if persecution is going to do that, like I pray that, you know, I will have the grace to understand that this is yeah. a good thing and that my children will as well. And God's going to take mm-hmm. care of us no matter what. So I think there's so much practical application yeah. that goes into some of this stuff. I think recognizing that there are absolutely no perfect parties. There are no perfect candidates. All are yeah. flawed. That's like huge. You know, when we mm-hmm. feel like, oh, they're worse than everyone else. It's like, well, everyone's a sinner. So yeah. they're all bad, you know?
Yeah.
What else?
I think just being patient with, you know, yes. our brothers and sisters in Christ, especially, and just remaining unified in this time. I think, you know, having these conversations respectfully with each other yeah. and again, trusting God, not getting overly worked up about things, praying.
Or if someone has a different view than you, right. like not letting that become a family issue.
Yeah.
I think that's huge. Like saying unified doesn't mean that we all vote the same way.
Yeah.
But because I mean, I feel like I've read articles from believers that are like all shooting 100 different ways of like mm-hmm. how they're voting and everything. And so I don't think it means that they have to vote with you,
yeah.
but that we are all trusting God to care for us
yes.
throughout this season and all time, yeah. I guess.
And continuing to be loving. I mean, our witness as Christians, I feel like is just devalued when amongst mm. ourselves, we are mm-hmm. just act crazy. I mean, I see some things sometimes I'm like, really, you know, but I think we can continue to show the world a bright light when we are, loving one another.
Yeah.
We are hoping in God. It's like, hey, what's going on with this group of people that doesn't seem to think that like the sky is falling? Like they're concerned and they're involved,
yes.
but like there's people that have this coming hope that are not having a massive breakdown.
Yeah, it's going to look so different to the world. And hopefully that is a ministry and mm-hmm. witnessing opportunity for you. And I think with that of like recognizing you have the freedom to vote, mm-hmm. you have the freedom to be involved in the system. And so,
you know,
even though kind of our system is kind of broken and messed up, it still tends to be the way they've set it up that we can have the biggest weight. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you want to be involved, like do that, go out there and vote. And a lot of us are all talk and no action. Mm-hmm. I know I have a friend who's really challenged me in writing letters to mm-hmm. My congressman, my governor, and there are lots of great sites online where you can just like literally copy and paste, mm-hmm. put it with your name. And these things do incite change, you know, and we can be involved by seeking the welfare of our city mm-hmm. and doing that by just being involved in politics. And again, you can do that being a stay-at-home mom. You can do that being a working mom. That mm-hmm. doesn't mean you have to be the governor.
Yeah. Well, so hopefully this has been a little bit helpful and encouraging for you guys. obviously we were anxious a little bit to talk about this, but again, we wanted to just ourselves look to Christ and be hopeful in the midst of this and remember that we don't have to fear and that there are some things we can do. And especially to see that, that God has a good plan for our children and for the ultimate redemption of the earth.
Yeah. I think that, that it's just about a mindset and we can set ourselves apart from the world because by remembering exactly who we are not of this, country and of this world, but we are women who have been redeemed and we look far, far beyond the grave to the resurrection of the eternal Jesus Christ. So
that's awesome.
And don't forget, you will find tons of show notes, articles, sorry, that was not how I'm supposed to say that. You'll find lots of articles on our show notes, thinmotherhood.com. From there, you're going to find our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter links, so you can follow us on social media for more gospel hope like this. We also just, if you have a chance, please give us a rating and review on iTunes. I know we always say this at the end, and you've all probably turned it off by now, but if you're hearing this, we would so appreciate you hopping over to iTunes, doing a little work to just hit subscribe and hit write a review. It's not nearly as hard as you think it's going to be. All right. And look forward to next week when we talk to Gloria Furman.